tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
And it is a wonderful day here on Straight Talk Radio. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher, and well, thanks for joining us on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, we're here to discuss issues and ideas that literally can transform your life. And today, well, we have an awesome show lined up for you. Now, I've been called Dr. Choice by some people, although I am certainly not a doctor. I am not a PhD. But I speak often about choices and consequences. In fact, every presentation I give starts with the statement that, well, every choice has a consequence. The challenge that often arises is when we're thrust into situations that require us to, make choices we didn't really want to make or situations we didn't consciously choose to be in. And of course, the operative word is consciously. For example, what if you're told that you're no longer needed at your job, that your employment is lost due to downsizing? Or, well, you know, I guess that's, for those listening to the show, that's something that a lot of people can identify with through the past, 5 to 6 years. Or what if you find that your spouse surprises you with the I want a divorce request? Or what happens when you find that you just got diagnosed with cancer and had no symptoms and no clue? Life sometimes hurls at us opportunities to make choices. And I guess the big question is, how do we deal with the situations we're faced with on a daily basis? How do we make empowering choices for our life? Now, there is a really, really cool book entitled Loyalty to Your Soul, The Heart of Spiritual Psychology by Drs. Ron and Mary Hulnick, both PhDs. And I got to start by saying there's a little bit of a backstory as to how we met. A quote in the book in the first chapter is talking about, quote, light bearers. And the quote says, they are the ones who assist us along our path. They seem to show up randomly, but rarely is there nothing random about it. Now, that said, through a friend who is a graduate of the University of Santa Monica, I was referred to Dr. Ron Hulnick. Ron was given a copy of my book, Second Chances, and through email reached out to me for a possible meeting. So it just so happened, as if by accident, that I was traveling to California and Ron suggested we meet. And Ron, I'm going to say to you, I'll never forget that meeting in such an interesting little restaurant on the backside of a beautiful mountain in California. I mean, it was just a priceless place. And we talked for some time, and as the conversation unfolded, it occurred to me that since Dr. Ron and Dr. Mary, I'm going to say Ron and Mary, are both intricately a part of the University of Santa Monica that offers a program of a master's degree in spiritual psychology, it just hit me that that is exactly what Debbie, my wife, was looking for. So, Ron, not only was our meeting a great beginning, but now some 2 years later or so, my wife is soon to be a graduate of your program and has been feverishly working on final homework and projects and all the preparations for the upcoming June session and ultimately graduation in August. And so I have to say that was a long beginning, but there's nothing random about it. And I'm honored to have both Drs. Ron and Mary Hulnick on the show today. Welcome.
Our honor as well.
It's a joy to be with you, Chuck.
You know, it was kind of funny because as I was sitting there and came back home and I said, Debbie, you're just not going to believe this meeting that I had. And I unfolded the University of Santa Monica and the Masters of Spiritual Psychology, and her eyes just kind of all lit up. And I was like, you know, I knew there was a reason to drive to the other side of that little mountain and sit in that little restaurant.
And we assume this means that you're going to be coming to graduation.
Well, okay, so I've got to say a little side story. The answer to that question is slash was yes. Of course, I want to support my wife in graduation there. And I have also been working on a program. I do a lot of ethics work, and I was working on a program with the retired NBA Basketball Players Association. And they wanted me to attend this year and be one of their keynote speakers at a conference that they were having. And I said, you know, boy, I'd be glad to do it. And I was excited about it because it was taking the speaking in a new direction. And, of course, it's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday of graduation weekend. So I came home and I told Debbie, I said, I've got good news and bad news. She said, we'll start with the bad. I said, the bad is I might have a problem being in L.A. that weekend. And she kind of looked at me and I said, the good is, but the retired NBA Basketball Players Association really wants me to speak at their meeting. And she is quite the understanding wife and such a wonderful lady. And she said, you know, that's not a problem. And, of course, I am working on trying to work out doing my work on Friday and Saturday so I can catch a flight from Cancun to L.A. because I definitely want to be there for the graduation. I think it's such a wonderful program you guys have put together.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about your well-acclaimed book, Loyalty to Your Soul. Now, Ron, you and I had an opportunity to talk a little bit about the backstory, but it took a while to get the book written. So, Mary, maybe it would be best for you to talk a little bit about the backstory and you and Ron's connection, but it took, again, a number of years before you guys collaborated to create such a wonderful book.
Well, when I think back on the writing of the book, it was a process that went on really for about 10 years. And I think part of why it took so long is simply that the work was still in the process of evolving and growing, as were both Ron and myself. And as it ended up, I believe the book was really written at the perfect time, because just the process of writing the book helped us clarify elements of the work that we do, such as the principles related to acceptance and it was a very interesting process. But once we came to the point where we just really were ready, then I'd say it took maybe about a year to complete it before we met Reed Tracy, the president of Hay House, and put the manuscript in his hands. But the process of clarifying some of these concepts so that we could really express them in written word in a way that would have meaning and usefulness to the audience was fascinating.
So tell us a little bit. You said that you guys, I guess, in a sense, were a work in process, like we all are. We all are going through that that process of becoming and evolving. But tell us a little bit about the process. You mentioned one of the principles, acceptance. Tell us about that.
Well, acceptance really means the ability to accept what is. It doesn't mean you have to agree with it. It doesn't mean you have to like it, but simply the willingness to acknowledge and accept that this is current reality. You gave some great examples at the beginning of the show, Chuck. Someone who loses their job or someone who's partner announces to them that they want a divorce. These are huge sea changes in somebody's life, and they can trigger a lot of internal judgment, a lot of emotional upset, what we refer to as I'm upset because, and learning to recognize that disturbing things can happen, but we don't have to respond and allow ourselves to really spin out in disturbance and escalation of upset.
And I know, I guess the best way to put this is probably I know enough to be dangerous. And I say that jokingly, but lovingly as well, because obviously in seeing the process unfold with Debbie over the past 2 years, it really has been, it's been transformational for her and educational and enlightening for me. And I think the operative word, Mary, that I heard you say was respond. Yes, there are things in life that take place, and it seems like, and Ron, maybe you can address this as well, but it seems like people have a challenge sometime accepting it, and it's almost like acceptance means, well, I'm not a victim of it, and then the question is, but how do you respond to it in a way that causes you not to spin out and actually be able to function moving through that process?
See, we have to back up a step or two, Chuck.
Okay, cool.
This is why we call it spiritual psychology, because it takes place in a different context. Most people, we just got done doing a couples workshop this past weekend, which was spectacular, and we had to be very clear with people the context that we're working with. See, most people view reality and they see things happening, and then their response to what's happening, they think, is based upon what's happening. It isn't. It's based upon their internal ideas and beliefs about what's happening. So, for example, if, you know, sometimes someone will come forward, you know, the divorce question, or a better example, I was reading something this morning where a lot of the workforce in this country is going from full-time to part-time. And for a lot of people, that's a welcome thing because they have time to smell the roses. And for a lot of people, it's a frightening thing because they're not used to that and they didn't grow up with that and they're concerned about financial stability. But it's the same thing that happened, but two entirely different responses based upon what a person believes inside. So if I believe that it's a good thing, my response is going to be a very happy one. Oh boy, what a great day. But if I believe it's a bad thing, then my response is going to be, oh my God, this is upsetting. What am I going to do? How can I, you know, I'm spinning out and all of this kind of stuff. But it's not in the what happened. It's in the what my beliefs are, what my thoughts are about the thing that has happened. So when Mary is talking about acceptance, the first order of business is to just see what is.
And with that said, it's break time. Gosh, that was a fast first segment. My guests are Drs. Ron and Mary Holnick. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and we'll be back to talk about context, belief, acceptance, and loyalty to your soul.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, the Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Well, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and I have as my guest today Drs. Ron and Mary Holnick, authors of the acclaimed book Loyalty to Your Soul, which, by the way, can be purchased on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or doggone it, on probably any e-reader. In fact, Ron was kind enough to provide me a copy many years ago when we met, but I just purchased a new copy from the iBook store with Apple, since I don't like carrying around copies of physical books, and I can read it and highlight it and all of those kinds of things with my iPad. So, Ron, you just got another sale there, buddy.
All right. That's music to our ears.
And I have to say, I highly endorse the book. The title of it is Loyalty to Your Soul. And when we went to break, we were in the midst of a conversation talking a bit about, I guess you said, Ron, kind of moving it backwards and understanding the difference between looking at it from a spiritual perspective, or I'm going to use my term, more of an earthly perspective.
I actually like the word these days, a conscious perspective.
Okay, conscious perspective. All right, good. Now, the first chapter, and I think this probably will tie back into it, but the first chapter of your book is called Waking Up is Not So Easy. It's also not so hard. But waking up how and to what?
Well, I'll start. When we talk about waking up, what we talk about is starting to see the world as it is, not as we think it should be. And this is where we were speaking before about acceptance. That's the first step. Once you see the world as it is, then you also realize that you start to look at yourself as you are. Most people don't like to look at themselves as they are because they perceive themselves as less than what they would like to be. So that usually comes from a deep sense of unworthiness, I'm not valued, there's something wrong with me. Unfortunately, a lot of religious teaching reinforces that idea that you're basically bad, stuff like that. And we take the point of view that waking up means that you're none of that. You're what you are. And our basic premise is that what you are and what everyone is a beautiful, loving being. We like to say, you're really a divine spiritual being who's having a human experience. Waking up means that you start to see yourself that way and you start to have experiences that are that derive from that. They come automatically. It's nothing you have to really work on.
And in the master's program at USM, the very first soul-centered skill that we teach people, we refer to as seeing the loving essence. And it really is learning to look with the eyes of your heart so that you can see the soul essence within another person. And that in and of itself can profoundly transform your perspective, the quality of your life, and perhaps most powerfully, your relationships with other people, because you're really looking through the eyes of love. You're looking through with compassion, with kindness, with acceptance, and as a result, you have much more of a heart connection with other people and with the experiences that are going on as part of your life process.
When you talk about those things, it causes a couple of questions to jump up. One of the questions, and these may not be in any particular order, but one of the questions is when you're talking about belief in what happens and then seeing through the eyes of love, are there some people that are just wired to have a hard time with making that transition into seeing things from a different perspective, from a conscious perspective?
You know, that's a very interesting question. Hardwired. See, the basis that we work from is everybody is going to wake up sooner or later. The only real variable is time. And from what we know from quantum physics, there is no such thing as time. The only time that really exists is right now. So what we think and what we do right now is going to determine the future experiences that we have. We really are in charge of that. The more someone is asleep, the more difficult it is for them to understand that, and the longer it's going to take them to come into that realization. It's a, as we say, growth is a process. It's not an event. I mean, we had an incredible sharing this weekend where a gentleman who was really, he realized in the weekend through the processes that we do that all of what he had been holding against his wife for 26 years, and had made their entire relationship a struggle, all of that was based upon ideas that he had about how she wasn't doing it right. And it's like he just had that realization. He saw it clearly. And the only thing that I can say, I know Mary would agree, he lit up. I've rarely seen somebody. All of a sudden, he just changed. He stood up in front of the entire group of 200 people, and he just said, I just feel like a huge burden has been lifted off my heart. And so we get it when we get it. We wake up when we wake up. I don't concern myself with whether someone's hardwired or not. I just concern myself with what choices are you making right now, both inner and outer, and how might you do it differently?
Yeah, that's
how
interesting.
How is what you're doing working for you?
Yeah, that's Mary, that's a great question. You know, I get a lot of people that, because of my background, having been a convicted felon, will call and want to ask questions about how to change your life, and yet the question is they're making a set of choices that aren't working too well, but they seem very invested in continuing those choices, which is mind-boggling to me.
Yes. You know, and it's so interesting that you say that, because another one of the skills that we introduce very early in the program is called Responsibility One Choice. And it is a process where people really get to look at a situation that they're experiencing as challenging. They get the opportunity to take a look at what choices that they're making that perhaps tend to perpetuate that situation. And we encourage them to look at both the outer choices that they're making, but also the inner choices, the more attitudinal choices that have to do with acceptance versus judgment. And it's a very simple skill, but it is powerful because it helps people step back from their conditioned response patterns, their conditioned ways of looking at things, and recognize I'm making choices here. And these choices are having consequences and profoundly affecting my relationships, my perspective on life, on various situations, and that I have a choice about how I can do it differently. And part of what is also a piece of that choice is we just invite people to look at other choices they could make without needing to commit to them, to just consider the possibility that there are, in fact, other choices.
And we take it one step further. We say, and if you were to just consider making this choice, what do you suppose would result from it? And again, we make it very clear, you're not committing to anything. We're just running a thought experiment, as Einstein would say. If you chose differently, what do you think would happen? What effect do you think that would have on your life? And that can really be eye-opening.
You know, it's interesting to hear you talk about that and to recognize that, and I really liked what you said, that there are outer choices and inner choices. And now, you guys have the experience. I certainly don't. But it seems like most of the time, the average person is invested in the what appear to be the outside choices without having the first recognition of that internal driving issue or issues that cause the inner choices to be made.
Right.
And I guess that, you know, Ron, I sent you a copy of a book that I wrote called Message from the Mountain, and I referred to something that came to me in as I was writing the book called Mind Sleep. And good golly, I'm guilty of that. But, you know, you get up on a day-to-day basis, you go do the things that you're supposed to do, you go to work, and you get invested in all of the stuff without necessarily being fully conscious of the deeper experience that's taking place. And it is true, when one awakes from being asleep into a different level of consciousness, it becomes far easier at least to consider the inner choices that might influence the outer ones.
Always. They always come first. The outer choices follow automatically from what the inner choices are. So if you perceive that a situation is bad, then you will try to react to it, and you will try to take action to change it. And inwardly, very often, you will judge it. And this is where I'd say this is where 98% of the psychological difficulties that people have stems from that one dynamic, but people really don't see it. They really think that the outer thing that happened is wrong, and they're right to judge it, and they don't understand that what you judge, you attract more of in your life.
You know, this is kind of a way off. Well, let's put it this way. The music is coming on, so that's telling us it's about time for a break. But when we get back, I'm going to go down a really kind of an odd road on a political front, because it seems like everybody's invested left or right in making judgments about the other, and it just creates more dysfunction. But you might have some comments on it. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio with my guests, Dr. Mary and Dr. Ron Holdick, and we'll be back in just a minute. Stick with us. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and I am thrilled today. I mean, what a great show. This is one of those shows that I think could go on for hours, and we're limited with time. So I want to say that my guests today are Drs. Mary and Ron Holnick, authors of the acclaimed book, Loyalty to Your Soul, which, again, can be purchased at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or pretty much from any e-reader organization that you can buy from. And it is published by Hay House Authors, which I have great admiration for. But also, Ron is the president and Mary the chief academic officer of the University of Santa Monica, who offer a graduate program, a master's degree in spiritual psychology. And so in this segment, I want us to get there. But as we were talking about in the last segment, a bit about this concept of, well, if you think it's bad, then you're invested in that judgment. And I kind of made the comment, taking us a little off track, it seems like we are very dysfunctional in our political system today, because the left wants to be very invested that the right is incredibly wrong, and the right seems to be very invested that the left is incredibly wrong. And by that egotistical investment and, I guess, vying for power, we just have a lot of dysfunction. And it's just mind-boggling that it's that obvious and nobody seems to be able to get uninvested.
Well, it's so interesting. The key word to me in what you said, Chuck, was power. And there is a distinction between ego power, the love of power, and the power of love. And when the ego is in charge, there is such an attachment to being right, and people can become extremely polarized and extremely positioned. And from our point of view, a more conscious framework to consider those kinds of questions within is what is truly for the highest good of all concerned. And that is an entirely different level of conversation.
You know, it's when you talk about politics, I think it's important to understand that you're not really seeing. See, when we look out at what we see, we're not really seeing one party diametrically opposed to the other, and one is right and one is wrong, and you pick, you choose. We're not really seeing that. What we're really seeing is two sides of the same level of consciousness from two different perspectives, but they're seeing the same level of consciousness. The real political enhancement will come when the political discourse itself is raised to a higher level of consciousness, and then the two parties can talk about the perspectives from either side of that level. Let me give you an example. What if there was a candidate running who was saying, the thing that I want to see more of, I want to see more of conscious partnership at every level of our society. I want to see businesses cooperating more. I want to see marriages where people are cooperating more. I want to just see a lot more cooperation. It is very well known, and probably the best book on this subject would be Steven Pinker's book, The Better Angels of Our Nature. Evolution moves forward as more and more people cooperate. And cooperate is simply another way of saying going from what's called a zero-sum game, where in order for me to win, you lose, to what's known in game theory as a positive-sum game, that we work together to create a bigger pot where everybody can have more. This is the whole nature of the evolutionary impulse that's happening on this planet right now. Politics doesn't seem to have caught on to that yet. They're still having the same old arguments about the same old things, and they don't seem to realize that those things they're arguing about are all dying. They're dying systems, and what's emerging is what is, I don't even know what to call it. It's just a system where we start to get clear that everybody can really win.
You know, it's interesting to hear that. I saw something the other day, and I don't remember where I saw it, but the simplicity of the story was there were a group of kids who were brought together, and, you know, 20, 30 yards away, there was a pile of fruit, you know, food. And these kids were fundamentally malnourished, and they were told, okay, we want you all to be here at the line, and when we say go, the first person that gets to the food gets all the food. So someone said go, and all the kids held hands and went together and got to the food, because they recognized kind of what you're talking about, that everybody could share it, that there was more food than anyone could eat, and they all were hungry, so why not cooperate to create a win for everyone instead of having one person win and the others lose?
Exactly.
That is such a beautiful example.
See, and that's exactly what's happening. See, those kids, they will grow up and they will vote. And where are the candidates that will vote for that kind of level of cooperation? Now, they're coming because it is part of the evolutionary process. But we're not quite seeing it yet.
Well, we're not. And you know, we started off this conversation talking about your book, Loyalty to Your Soul. And I want to say this, and this is not to diminish the book, but it's easy to read a book and think, well, you know, gosh, that was great. And then after you finish, go back to the behaviors that provide us our normal daily life. And, you know, as an author of a book, I like to think it makes a difference, but I also recognize it is a moment in time while reading, and it might not have the impact. But you guys, to your credit, have created through the University of Santa Monica a structured master's program that opens the depth of this learning that you're talking about to an entirely new level. So I really would love for us to talk about the University of Santa Monica and the offerings that I know you offer and that attracts literally students worldwide. So maybe give us a little bit of the background of the of USM, but as importantly, what are some of the programs and how do those impact and how can people connect?
Well, we began working at the university 33 years ago, so we are really the founding faculty, and over time, the work has really taken legs and taken shape in a variety of forms. One of the decisions that we made to make this work more accessible and also to give people an opportunity to have a depthful experience that would be in an introduction to the principles and practices of spiritual psychology is the Loyalty to Your Soul workshop, which is based on the principles of spiritual psychology and is a weekend event where people have the opportunity to learn and practice about eight of what we consider the most foundational soul-centered basic skills, because this educational process is experiential. It's exactly what you said, Chuck. People can have the information, but it's a whole nother thing to actualize that information, to live into it.
So let me give you an example. Let's talk about that skill that Mary was mentioning, seeing the loving essence. So you read the book and you go, oh, that's a great idea. I think I'll just start seeing the loving essence everywhere I go from here on in. Well, good luck. You know, it'll probably last about an hour. Excuse me. And then off you go again. But what if you were in what we do at USM? We do a lot of work in what we call trio format. USM is highly experiential, highly experiential. So we do a lot of work in these trios. So one person is the listener, one person is the sharer, one person is the neutral observer. So the skill is seeing the loving essence. So one person is sharing anything that they want, and the other person is listening. But the entire time they're listening, what they are focusing on is, this is a divine being sitting in front of me. We're having a sacred encounter right now. And, you know, we'll teach them to say minimal things so they're not trying to influence the conversation, because that's not what the trio is about. And so maybe they'll do that for 15, 20 minutes. And then we'll stop, and then the three of them will talk about what was that experience like for them. And then we rotate our seating. So the one who was the listener is now the sharer, the one who was the sharer is the neutral observer. So you do the thing three times, each time from a different perspective. So one time you're sharing and you're being listened to that way. Another time you're the person doing the listening, you're holding that focus. Or you're the neutral observer watching this exchange and then talking about what your experience was like. So you have three different experiences, but you're steeped in that one thing for an hour. And then we say for your homework, everywhere you go, practice this for one week or 1 month, depending upon whether you're in the online program or whether you're in the on-site program. So you start to turn concepts into experience. The process of turning concepts into experience is the process of converting knowledge into wisdom. We learn through experience.
And that's true. And wow, I'm amazed that went so quickly. We do learn through experience. And you mentioned something, and I want to make sure in this segment we get it. Because Mary, you said there's an experiential workshop, and according to the website, your next experiential workshop for Loyalty to Your Soul is July the 11th through the 13th, 2014. July 11th through 13th, 2014, and if you go to the universityofsantamonica.edu, it is easy to click a button, go to that, and be able to register for it. And in a few minutes, we'll join Doctors Ron and Mary Holnick again on Straight Talk Radio. This is Chuck Gallagher. Stick with us.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Well, we're back in our last segment of Straight Talk Radio, Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm just so excited. My guests today are Drs. Ron and Mary Holnick, and they are the pioneers and innovators in an emerging field of spiritual psychology and the founding faculty and co-directors at the University of Santa Monica, where, by the way, my wife happens to be a student in her second year finishing up the master's program. And I know that it has been transformational for Demi. It really has made an incredible difference. And we were talking a bit before the last break about the Loyalty to Your Soul workshop, which is, I guess, a quick, easy weekend way of getting a little taste of what the Masters of Spiritual Psychology might be about. And I think it's held on July the 11th through the 13th, 2014. So you have plenty of time to register. But let's talk a little bit about the program, the online program and the in-person program with the University of Santa Monica.
Yes, well, the 2 years master's program begins in October every year. We admit about 255 students, and they move through the program together over the course of the 2 years. And it's really a powerful program. The first year is really about learning the basic principles and practices and beginning to implement them in your life. But in the second year, we really work with people so that they can apply them in their everyday life situations and experience the transformation of their consciousness and the transformation of their lives. And I'll give one example, Chuck. One of the things that people do in the second year is they focus on a relationship project. And we challenge them. We say, who is the most challenging relationship in your life? And then we have a very supportive process that's designed to assist them in very systematically working the unresolved material inside themselves and also doing things on the outer levels that are designed to enhance or improve the relationship. And I must say, I love this course because it is so beautiful to witness the very, very deep healing and transformation that goes on. And we've seen family estrangements that have been going on for 20 years resolve, and relationships where people just couldn't even stand to be in the same room with each other, where all of that dissolved, and they really came into loving and respect and a joy and appreciation in the relationship together. So it's a very depthful kind of process and work, profoundly transformational. One of the things we say at USM is that a conscious world begins with conscious people. And sometimes people ask us, what does conscious mean? And to us it means that people are awake and aware. And Ron spoke a little while ago about people really waking up to the awareness that they are a divine being having a human experience, and then living their life, learning how to conduct their life in a way that is congruent with that.
People have the idea, by and large, that life is what's happening out there. You know, they're living in this reality. They're living in this reality that's happening out there. But really, life is what you're experiencing, regardless of what's happening out there. The inner is everything. And so this is what the program is all about. We call it spiritual because that's really the kind of thing it's been referred to throughout time. But really what it is about, it's about people learning to live into their essential nature, which is loving. The more loving you become, life changes. It just changes.
You know, I have seen that transformation take place. It's kind of fascinating when you're on the non-participating side of someone that's working on a master's degree. You needless to say, you know, you get kind of sucked into it. So if y'all want to just, you know, award me a master's, you don't have to add anything to it.
No,
I told Debbie that. She said, don't say that on the radio. I said, oh, you know, I've got to play with that a little bit, girl.
You know, it's so incredible because there is a huge ripple effect that goes on with the partners, families, friends of students who are participating in the master's program at USM. And I must say, what you mentioned, Chuck, is very accurate from our perspective. It's like you're getting it by osmosis.
In fact, one of the funniest things is to have, you know, we've been doing this for 33 years. One of the funniest things is to have people in the workshop or in the program right now who are there because they saw the change in their parents as they were growing up.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we have some second generation. But, you know, you asked also about the online. And in February,
yes,
we launched our online program, which is an 8-week course. And it is the first flight, that's what we called it, had 400 people on it from all around the world, from 12 different countries, and the feedback has been profound. And it's also wonderful because we have teleseminars with the online students on a regular basis, and we add new material to the Worldwide Soul Center, which is a subscription membership which supports people in continuing to work with the principles and practices and receive support for so doing.
Now, let me ask this question, because I know that first, for the listeners, if you want to visit the University of Santa Monica, it is universityofsantamonica.edu. Now, that is the what I'll call the primary site for the school and the master's program, but what you're referring to is usmonline.org. And again, a beautifully done site that opens this teaching to people from an online basis. Now, can you enroll in USM Online and get your master's program, or is this a supplement to those people who are choosing the traditional program by coming to California?
You can't get the master's degree. This is really for those people who have heard about this, and you know, obviously, only 255 people a year can enroll.
Right.
That's not very much when you're thinking a worldwide perspective. So the question becomes, well, how can we make these teachings more available to more people? So the online 8-week offering is our first thing that we've done. It's basically built on what you find in the Loyalty to Your Soul book. But the thing that we're looking forward to, because see, to us, what we're teaching is supporting people in living into the future that we are evolving into. That's our mission. That's our vision. And so I don't think it's going to be too long before we have classes going on in other parts of the world where the facilitators are sitting here at the university in Santa Monica and the class is meeting in local time somewhere else and the facilitators are simply on it, and through the two-way video stream, they're just facilitating the class from here. That's going to be a happy day.
Well, Ron, I see that, and I think that makes perfect sense. In the environment that people live in today, just like this, we're sitting here in completely different time zones, an engineer in Washington State. We have, you guys in California, I'm in South Carolina, and yet through the marvels of modern technology, we're literally able to connect to create this show. And I think it's important that you're right. You're bringing something that is incredibly valuable to raising the consciousness of who we are, and yet it is limited by 250 people or so that are able to come to your the master's program. So the expansion of that program, I think, is going to be wonderful. And of course, I hear the music yet once again. My guests today have been Dr. Mary and Ron Holnick. They are the authors of the acclaimed book Loyalty to Your Soul. Now, Loyalty to Your Soul, authors Holnick. Go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, Nook, iPad. You can get a copy of the book. And probably as importantly, go to the University of Santa Monica.edu and check out their master's program in spiritual psychology. Ron, Mary, it's been such an honor to have you on the program. And for those that are listening, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. I am thrilled to be able to have the Holnicks here and to talk about the master's in spiritual psychology and raising the consciousness of who we are as people, as spiritual beings having a human experience. And with that said, stay tuned next week for Straight Talk Radio, Transformation Talk Radio to Live By. This is Chuck Gallagher. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.